is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tapping the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon black magic and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
We've had a song from the Doobie Brothers, originally as reimagined by Carol Weldsman, and What a Fool Believes. And we started this hour off with Teddy Swims, who will be taking his I've Tried Everything But Therapy tour to Canada next year. He'll be in Ontario and Quebec next May, and here in BC at UBC next August. Something to look forward to. What a show that's going to be. Great music ahead this hour, including Steely Dan and Tyla. And right now, here are the Rippingtons and Dave Koz with a little advice. Be cool. Wave 98.3.
This is Canadian-born guitarist Les Sabler, and coming up next is my new song, Patches Groove, that I co-wrote with keyboardist Greg Manning. The song includes the wonderful Michael Patches Stewart on trumpet, and you're enjoying listening to Vancouver's coolest vibe, Wave 98.3.
3, that is the song called Patches Groove, the latest from guitarist Les Sabler. And we want to take a second to thank Les for taking some time in the studio to do that custom intro and tell us about his new song before releasing it here to his friends at Wave 98.3 in Vancouver. Be cool, Dave Koz and the Rippingtons, and a great little piece of advice for a Wednesday afternoon. It's 3:16.
Wave 98.3 presents Holiday Magic, a heartwarming celebration of the season. Join us on December 14th at Blue Frog Studios as guitarist Steve Oliver and songstress Kat Levan bring you an evening filled with the classic Christmas songs you love, festive cheer, and the true spirit of the holidays. Bring your family and friends and experience the magic of the season in this intimate setting where joy and tradition come together in song and music. Get your tickets now at bluefrogstudios.ca. Holiday Magic, December 14th at Blue Frog Studios from Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I like Christmas shopping.
Needs to hear gift ideas.
I have so many to buy for.
And the best bargains.
I shop local.
Who's nearby?
It's hectic, but it's fun.
And what their hours are.
I try not to leave it till the last minute.
Daily reminders.
But Christmas Eve, I'm always shopping for someone.
Last minute ideas.
I listen to the radio even more this time of year.
Holiday traditions. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Man, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
Ah, buttery smooth vocals. Something to look forward to. Sounds like an awful lot of fun. 3:19, wave weather. Clouds and showers and down to 7 overnight. More clouds and showers tomorrow. A little cooler, but still nice. 9, and then rain and 7 on Friday. And for the weekend ahead, we're looking at clouds and showers and slightly cooler temperatures with daytime highs around 6 or 7. We're still at 10 degrees right now in downtown Vancouver. And from the summer, here's Tyla with Water on the Wave.
Make me swim, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water, make me swim, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? So show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set up my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul from it? I don't wanna wait. I'm taking, take me where I ain't been before. Can you blow my mind?
Satisfy your soul. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, those are the Architects of Sound, AOS, and a really cool tune called Where We Belong. Also in there, Water from Tyla, and Forever Together with the Braxton Brothers. It's 3:30 on the West Coast, and here's George Benson and This Masquerade. Wave 98.3.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. We're lost in a masquerade. Understand the reasons that we carry on this way. Lost in a masquerade.
98.3.
Great summertime memories from M. Griner from a year or so ago. That's a song called Valencia, and also Bonafide with Coupe de Ville and This Masquerade. George Benson singing Leon Russell for your Wednesday afternoon. It is 3:40. Traffic so far so good. It's not raining downtown as I look out onto Georgia Street from my second floor perch here at 555. And the forecast, we'll check the forecast in a bit. It's calling for showers eventually, but hopefully we get through the rush hour under relatively dry conditions. The counterflow lane is open to the tunnel. The Alex Fraser Bridge in pretty good shape, as is the Portman. There are a couple of stalls heading into town out of Richmond. One northbound on the Arthur Lang Bridge, so there's a lane blocked there. And also on northbound Oak Street, with backups going back down well into Richmond. So you might want to consider Knight Street coming up into the city as an alternative. And off the North Shore, so far, it's a little thick going down the cut, as is always the case at this time of day. Backups heading down to the ironworkers up around Lynn Valley Road so far, but no major tie-ups or problems. Hopefully it stays that way. We'll keep an eye on things for you.
Hi, I'm Dave Koz. I hope you'll join us this weekend when New Zealand's own Ryan LaValette stops by the show. We've got lots to talk about with this wonderful new guitarist on the scene. He's got some great stories to tell and the hits to match. Check out DaveKoz.com and be here this weekend for Ryan LaValette, yours truly, and wonderful weekend music. Dave Koz Radio Show.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
3:42 as we check wave weather on this Wednesday afternoon. The winds were at 30 clicks an hour ago. They're down to 20. Still a brisk day, but winds unlike yesterday, where they were also 30 clicks an hour ago. They were beginning in their intensity, and today they're doing exactly the opposite. They're diminishing in intensity. Throughout the evening, we're looking at a chance of a shower with winds still gusting up around 40 clicks and a low of 7. Tomorrow morning showers, and then clearing possibly a bit by tomorrow afternoon, a high of 9. Rain on Friday, a high of 7. And showers for the weekend with highs both days, 6s and 7s. And right now it is 9 degrees here in downtown Vancouver at 555 West Georgia, as we get right back to music with the one and only Eric Clapton. This one's called One Woman. Wave 98.3.
If the sun should fall from heaven, would you rescue me? Give me eyes to see. And if I lose the joy of living, would you be mine? Would you rescue me while I've had love both good and bad? From all the love I've had, something, babe, something about me. It's gotta be one woman to hold on to. But baby, through the good and the bad, we all know that I'm one woman to hold on to. Maybe that woman is you.
98.3 is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. Over 270,000 BC Hydro customers were without power last night as high-speed winds swept over particularly Vancouver Island and BC's south coast. A rapidly deepening low-pressure system, or BOM cyclone, fulfilled its promise of a massive windstorm, and as of last night, homes and businesses in Nanaimo, Parksville, Qualicum Beach, and other northern municipalities on the island were most affected by power outages. Here in the Lower Mainland, tens of thousands of customers were in the dark last night. Richmond was hit hardest early on. But early today, BC Hydro shared it had made significant progress restoring power to its customers impacted by the storm, saying nearly two-thirds of that more than 270,000 people impacted had their power restored by 6:30 this morning. Hydro also did add, however, with strong winds expected to continue today in some areas, particularly on the island and the Sunshine Coast, further outages are expected. And Randy Boissonneau is leaving his post as employment minister in the federal cabinet after weeks of questions about the Edmonton MP's past claims of Indigenous identity. As well, Mr. Boissonneau will focus on clearing the allegations made against him, according to the Prime Minister's office. Those allegations involve Boissonneau's former business, Global Health Imports, co-founded with Stephen Anderson in early 2020 after he lost his seat in the 2019 election. Yesterday, news reports indicated Edmonton police are now investigating an allegation of fraud made against GHI and Anderson. The troubles continued for Boissonneau last week after he had to apologize for misrepresenting himself as having Indigenous heritage.